and just one halakha on the laws of Sefer Torah. There is a concept when it comes to reading Sefer Torah called Kari Uchtiv. What is this concept called Kari Uchtiv? Kari literally means it's read, and Ketiv means it's written. There are certain words in the Torah that although they are written one way, they are read a different way, not the way they are written. The way it's written is called the Masoret. Masoret means tradition, which means there were certain words that traditionally we have a Kabbalah from Moshe, from Sinai, that this is the way the word is spelled. However, we have a tradition similarly to tell us how to read it. That's called the Kari, that's called the Mikra, the way it's read. So the question is like this: what's the law if a person goes up to the Sefer Torah or the Baal Koreh and he reads the word the way it's spelled and not the way it's supposed to be read? He reads the Ktiv, but he does not read the Kri. What is the law? So there's a very fascinating Shulchan Aruch over here. I say fascinating because it's a halakha that Maram writes in Siman Kuf Mem Aleph Halakha Het, but it's not the normal style of halakha that Maram is usually accustomed to writing. And I quote, Kol teva shi kari uchtiv. הלכה למשה מסיני שתהן נכתבת כמו שהיא בתורה ונקרית בעניין אחר. Which means the Kri Uchtiv. הלכה למשה מסיני teaches us it's written a certain way but read another way. For example, in Devarim you have a few of them. The Torah writes the word Ba'polim. However, we read it Batehorim. Or we have a word Yishgalena. And we read it Yishkabenna. These are words that are totally different than the way they are written. So Maran then says, Uma'aseh be'echad shekara kemo shi ketuba b'fnei gedolei hador harabbanim harabbi Yitzhak Abuhab v'rabbi Abraham Valansi v'rabbi Shmuel Valansi beno v'hitru bo shi yikra kefi ha'mesora v'lo ratza v'niduhu v'oriduhu me'ateva. Maran tells him, Ma'aseh, in the middle of the halakha, that there was a fellow that got up to the Sefer Torah in front of the Gedolim, and he wanted to read it the way it's written. So they warned him, they said, hey, don't read it like that. You have to read it the way it's according to the tradition. He didn't want to. They warned him, and then they put him in excommunication, they put him in harem, and they forced him to come down from the Teba. So you see how severe this is, not to change from the tradition, not only in the spelling, but in the reading. But this is something that is worth an excommunication. Now it should be noted that even though we're reading a word that's not written in the Torah, it's not considered reading by heart. Because that's why the Hakamim want you to read the word. Because you might say, hey, you're reading the word Baal Peh, it's not written in the Torah. No, that's not Halakha B'Shem Yisrael, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. It should be noted as well, Chaim David Yosef in his Halakha Berurah brings down, that you should look at the word that's written in the Torah when you're reading the Kri. Which means don't think, well listen, I'm not reading the word anyway, so I might as well close my eyes. Doesn't matter. No. You have to look at the word that's written when you read the word that's read. And the proof is when you say Hashem's name. Hashem's name is Havaya. Yudke Vavke. Now we don't pronounce God's name the way it's written in the Sefer Torah, but every time you say Adanut, you have to look at the name Yudke Vavke. So therefore, halakha l'maaseh, one must be very careful to be meticulous when he reads the Sefer Torah to the Kari Uchtivs, and to read it from the Sefer Torah itself.